Leticia Colon de Mejia says, when it comes to climate change, she teaches children and families the warrior way.
We're people and we live on the planet. And as people, warriors protect and defend both people and the planet. We use our superpowers for good and we pledge to learn all that we can and focus on the warrior way.
Leticia is an environmentalist and entrepreneur in Connecticut. She runs an energy efficiency business and is president of Green Eco Warriors. But she first became interested in environmental issues while working in the healthcare industry.
During that time, I saw a film, Kilowatt Hours, by Jeffrey Berry and BBC. And it's all about mountaintop removal and climate change and the impacts on humans. And I realized for the first time in my life how seriously connected energy and our human health are. And as I started to unravel that story and understand the dynamics between energy and water, energy and air, and the impacts on human health, I thought, boy, I thought I was helping people in healthcare, but the reality is if we don't tackle climate change and change the way we interact with energy and the environment, all this work I'd be doing is for nothing because I can't eat money, breathe money, or drink it, and neither can my children.
So when you're working with youth and their families, you talk about, you know, what energy is, where it comes from, why it's important to conserve. What's your, like, 1 minute elevator pitch for our listeners that tackles those questions?
All things are connected. You know, when I speak with leaders and families in the community, people always feel that other problems are more pressing. But at the end of the day, I promise if you hold your breath, you'll realize pretty fast that air is more important. We all have basic necessities: air, water, food, shelter, health. And in order to meet these basic requirements of life, we have to consider the interconnections between our everyday choices and the impacts on the planet we live on, because people are directly connected to the planet's health. And there's only one planet as far as I'm concerned. I have really no interest in getting on a ship with Elon Musk and heading to Mars. So I have to do what's right here on Earth and protect the one place that we live safely.
I think it can sometimes feel like a luxury to be energy efficient. You know, it can take time and money to install solar panels on a roof or to put more insulation in the attic. What is your approach with people who want to conserve energy but say, look, I don't have that kind of money to put up front?
That's a great question as well. Of course, upgrading one's home and shelter costs some money. Connecting to renewable resources can sometimes cost a little bit as well. But ultimately, we're in a blessed time where we have a new administration. The Biden administration is really looking to heavily invest in things like retrofits and buildings and homes across America. Because when you retrofit your home, you know, you lower the cost of energy for your family for a long time, forever. Whereas everyone's struggling with energy bills. In fact, Connecticut has the highest cost of energy per capita in the nation, as do many New England states. And so it's really critical as New Englanders to consider the fact that by drawing down demands at our home, we actually lower the cost of energy overall because we pay for energy collectively by the kilowatt hour. And just like supply and demand laws apply to everything else, the more energy we use, the higher that cost is per kilowatt hour. So it's really important that collectively everyone works in their own home, building, business, school to lower that demand so we can lower the cost of energy overall. And it has the added benefit of lowering air pollution, water pollution, providing better health, and creating local jobs.
Research from Yale University finds that Latino and Black people are more likely to be alarmed or concerned about global warming than white people. Do you think there is a misconception out there that the environmental movement mostly involves middle to upper class white people?
I don't think it's a misconception necessarily. I think it's that people of color are definitely concerned about climate change and environmental issues because, unfortunately, they're generally the ones who have to deal with those environmental justice issues. They live in low-income communities, often where power plants are sited specifically. I think that it's that people of color often have lots of things on their plate that they're dealing with, and they've had a longstanding socioeconomic difficulty with being underrepresented on political issues and being disconnected to processes of planning and budgeting at the municipal level. I know that people of color are concerned about environmental issues because as a person of color, I am concerned about my family and everyone I know in the Latin community that I interact with and African American and West Indian communities that I represent here in Connecticut. They're concerned about their family's welfare. And so they have to be concerned about the environment. I think that, you know, what really needs to happen for us to be more engaged is we need an effort systemically, nationally, and definitely in New England to ensure that we're providing information on climate, energy, and the environment in digestible formats that people can engage in and have conversations about and feel like they're party to the conversation and plan.
There's this tension, I think, that a lot of people feel, I know I feel, between individual action and collective action. You know, on the one hand, being energy efficient in your lifestyle is important, but then on the other hand, collective structural change is needed, mostly likely at the governmental level, to reduce carbon emissions enough to actually stop global warming. Do you feel that tension personally?
No, I don't feel that tension personally, and here's why. Ultimately, governmental change, political change, systemic change starts with us, individuals. We are those people. We are that systemic change. And unless we take ownership on that and empower ourselves to help our communities, governments, and agencies plan effectively to make that transition equitable, inclusive, and diverse, it will never happen.
Yeah. So like if somebody, you know, is looking at a piece of trash in their hand and they're like, well, I could recycle this or I could throw it away, but is it really going to make a difference? It just feels like just a drop in the bucket. You would say, yes, it does make a difference because we're changing collective consciousness. Am I getting that right?
Yes. Ultimately, each of us has the ability to sway those around us by doing positive things. Eventually, you could spark someone else, like Jeff Barry sparked me. He never met me. He never saw me. He did a film. It touched my heart. It changed my life's trajectory. And in turn, I've changed the trajectory of many other people's lives.
Leticia Colon de Mejias is founder and CEO of Energy Efficiency Solutions and president of Green Eco Warriors. Thank you so much for coming on Next.
Thank you for having me.